This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM, Byte Nation, channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry and I welcome a Bellator winner from the weekend and discuss the WWE's newest couple. Former WWE superstar turned MMA fighter Jake Hager, you may remember him as Jack Swagger, joins us to talk about his big win at Bellator 221. Plus, after a series of tweets over the weekend, WWE Universal Champion Seth Rollins confirms his relationship with Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch on Instagram. Shall we call them Seth and Becky Three Belts or Becky and Seth Three Belts? All this right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Formerly known Jack Swagger, Jake Hager getting a win over TJ Jones. And
yes,
to explain
another
to our...
Another victory
for Jake Hager. And listen, the controversy is that when there was the tap out, he didn't let go. He waited a little bit. I guess you're talking seconds. It was only a few seconds, but didn't let go right away. And I can understand where he's coming from, because he mentioned his last fight. And the last fight where his opponent was still punching. So to me, unless I hear otherwise, I'm not going to let go. And let's talk about this great win. And let's bring in Jake Hager right now. Jake, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
You're fine.
First of all, congratulations on your win.
Yeah, thank you. That was awesome.
I called you last night, and I was excited that you won, but also prefaced the conversation with hopefully you were able to clean yourself off. Get all that sweat and grime off you.
Hey, you know, it's the heavyweight division. I think I'm kind of used to it by now, because when, you know, you see that guy, you see, like, a big guy. So it's kind of one of those things where you expect. Mark, you're obviously not a Game of Thrones fan, because you called me right in the middle of the second to last episode. I almost had like a "who is calling me" moment, and then I saw it was you, and then I had to back down a lot.
Brother, I apologize. I'm not a Game of Thrones fan. Alex just asked me. He was like, "Are you a Game of Thrones fan?" Never watched one episode.
No. Obviously, I haven't either. I'm not hooked on it at all. but I'm glad I called you back, and now I'm here.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on with such short notice. I thought you got a bum rap, you know, when the crowd started booing, because they didn't know the backline story. That last fight that you had, there was an issue with you not sinking it in. And because you felt like, you know, maybe he was tapping, that he, you know, you was trying to get him to tap, but he, you know, the referee didn't call it like you had him locked in. So I could see you not letting go until you had a defining referee separation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had specific instructions from Mike Beltran, who is a great referee. He told me he will get me off him, but to continue fighting until he does. So I took that to the point. You know, you could say bum rap, but the MMA fans are very passionate. I'm a very passionate fighter too. I need to know that it's the referee, and I can't be afforded the luxury of thinking it's over. I need to know. I mean, that's where you get hurt, is when you start guessing in there.
Jake, what was it like, though, as you're being interviewed after the fight and a great win and you're happy and getting the boos from the crowd? Does the boos bother you at all?
Oh, you know I loved it. What you saw in that moment was a real reaction. I mean, that's one thing, Mark, you know me, that's one thing you will always get from me, a sincere, honest reaction. And you could see it pissed me off, and it was under my skin, and I responded in such a way. But coming into it, this is why being a pro wrestler makes me a better pro fighter, is because I've been to the Rosemont Allstate Arena 100 times. I'm sure I've wrestled Marks there. We know what that crowd is going to be like and expect. And guess what? It's my advantage.
And I definitely could see you being excited and having a home feeling of a home field advantage. Dave and I were discussing the fact that in sports, you have a victor, and usually the victor is the good guy. But every team has a good guy. So, you know, we talked about like Kawhi Leonard last night hitting a game-winning shot. And in his home field, they're going to cheer him. But if that game would have been on the road, they would have booed him. But it's not like that in the fight game. In a fight game, you know, like for somebody to cheer you, it comes from a place of respect, and they really wanted to see you win. When they boo you in a fight, then you must feel like, wow, like I don't deserve that. I feel betrayed. Did you feel betrayed by the fans when they booed you like that?
No. I learned from a young age wrestling at Perry, Oklahoma. Mark, we used to put 13 of the 14 weight classes into the finals of the regional tournament. You know, so this was like a regular thing for us to walk into an auditorium on a big fight field, line up for the introductions, and the crowd is booing us because we got 13 wrestlers in the finals. It just came along with success. So I kind of relish the fact in it. It's definitely very fun. I'm definitely not losing sleep about it. You know, I know Chicago loves me. They're just mad that their quarterback's name is Mitchell. I get it.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Jake, let's talk about TJ Jones for a second. And I obviously watched the fight, but our producer, Alex Metz, showed me some interviews and the press conferences before the fight. And you look at TJ Jones, and I wouldn't exactly call him a good representation for Bellator. I mean, the guy shows up at the press conference like he's going to a Pearl Jam concert or something. I mean, you know, do you look at that, and does that hype you up? Or do you look at that and you say, wow, I can't believe the guy is kind of disrespecting the fight game a little here?
I mean, I think he was just new to it, new to being on that stage. Everybody's got to go out there and be comfortable, and you can tell from his persona, from his chemistry, he was very comfortable. He had timing. He had that entire press room kind of laughing at me, and I feel like he turned the MMA audience pretty much against me. They wanted to see the upset. They heard the meatpacking story, and they wanted to see a real-life Rocky go up against Apollo Creed. Now, I'm not saying I'm Apollo Creed, but in this story, I fight him. So, we won't get caught up into that. But it was I didn't take it as disrespect. I thought he represented himself and who he was very honestly. And really, in television and sports, that's what we as fans want. We want honesty. We want to see you wear your heart on a sleeve and go out there and give it your shot. And if you do, we respect you. And so, you know, you look at a guy like that, and I see a Roy Nelson. I see a Tank Abbott. You know, just because he has a different body type doesn't mean that he's not a professional MMA fighter.
Well, I'm not a sizist to the big guys. I'm a sizist to the little guys. So, I'm one that I admire, a guy that feels confident enough to take his shirt off in front of a bunch of people. When you don't look like Jack Swagger, we have to commend him for just having the intestinal fortitude, if you will, just to take his shirt off in front of people like that.
Yeah, he definitely.
Because I wrestle in a t-shirt.
Intimidated by anything that I was bringing, he thought he really could stand in there with me, which is what you need. You can't go in there scared at all. That's also where you get hurt. You know, no one was booing him when he was taunting me all week during weigh-ins, during the press conference, you know, walking out from his corner during the fight for introduction. You know, all those little things mean something, but no one was booing that.
Jake, talk about this dynamic when it comes to the MMA fans and the pro wrestling fans. Like, obviously, pro wrestling fans have really embraced MMA because it's become part of the culture now. You know, with Ronda Rousey coming over to the WWE, Shayna Baszler, you know, Bobby Lashley coming back from Bellator. But it seems like the MMA fan still kind of disrespects pro wrestling. Do you feel the same way?
Well, the one thing I notice is, like, pro wrestling fans, they tend to love all the superstars, you know, to an extent. Whereas MMA fans, they seem to, like, want to hate on everyone more. It seems like a little different dynamic. They're both very passionate and both care about it because it is an art. Both are pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. And so it's almost just more of an older crowd, definitely. So they're going to be more harsh in the way they describe things and how they view it. But it's just one of those things where you got to know your audience accordingly.
Would you say that the MMA world needs pro wrestling more than pro wrestling needs MMA?
Yes. You know, you look at anything in sports, you look at the NFL, you look at the NBA, you look at MMA, there's huge elements of pro wrestling everywhere. Because in the end, it is entertainment. They are selling tickets, and they want to do it in such a way that makes money. And so the best way to do it is the best way to do it. Tell the story, good versus evil, something pro wrestling has done for decades now. Something that has made it so popular now is how we have such endearing characters online, social media, YouTube shows, that you're emotionally invested in these guys because of that. And that's how you tell a story. And a lot of times steps can be skipped, and so you don't really get that true connection from the fans.
Mark and I, before we had you on this morning, we're talking about, you know, Monday Night Raw, some of the deficiencies. And I know you've kind of been a little outspoken about, you know, maybe how the WWE's kind of lost its way a little bit recently. You know, as a pro wrestler as well, what are some of the things that the WWE can do to get the fans reinvested in the product again?
I mean, to be honest, I haven't watched a lot of television shows. I know me and Mark were just talking about games, but I haven't really seen their product in quite a long time. I would just feel like personally the whole thing would be better off if they did a season, if they started at SummerSlam and they ended with the Super Bowl with WrestleMania at the end of the year. You got a nice 3 to 4 month break in between there to reset, refresh, have new characters, have twist on the storylines from older characters, and just kind of like make the fans want to see it. They're putting out, what, 6 to 7, maybe 8 hours of live content every week. It's very hard to sustain that type of schedule at a high level, especially with storytelling. It's the old pro wrestling saying, less is more. Well, this is the opposite.
Completely understand. Mark and I were also talking about something else before we had you on. Can you describe being, rock hard emotionally, exactly what that means?
Oof, it's the greatest feeling in the world, that's for sure.
I would second that.
That was not a cup in my shorts. That was a definite emotional bulge. it's just one of those things that once you feel it, it's throughout your whole body, and you have to tell somebody, or you'll explode with this.
Wow.
You're definitely going to explode.
Woo!
Emotionally explode. Emotionally explode, guys.
Okay.
Come on.
Can you have...
You know, I'm probably sure that before you started training, you know, the old women weakened legs thing, you probably go on this little extracurricular sabbatical. So once you get that emotional spike in insulin, you probably could, you know, possibly...
Well, you know, your body is all about maintaining tolerances, and definitely when the tolerance is low, it's going to be more instantaneously rock hardness.
You mentioned explosion. Can you have premature emotional explosion?
Only if your name is Dave LaGreca.
Whoa! He dives, he ducks. Oh, he caught with the left hand. Dave LaGreca's down. Bring out the smelling salts.
I don't know how to follow up on that one.
You can't, Dave. You can't, you know.
Because I have been an example of premature emotional explosion.
Hey, it's
before.
Warm towel. It's warm towel time for you, brother. Just take that to the
Either
shower.
Either way,
with
I
you.
Hear it's a very healthy thing to let your feelings out.
Yes, you do have to do that from time to time. Last question for me is, you know, I mentioned you being a champion. When it comes to Lucha Underground, you are a champion. Is there any word on the future of Lucha Underground?
Unfortunately, no. They were very excited at the end of season 4. They almost wanted to try and get everybody back the following month to immediately film season 5. But that didn't materialize, and we haven't really heard anything. But, you know, thank you for recognizing me as the current Lucha Underground heavyweight champion.
You are, and you are a champion, and you're doing great things in the world of pro wrestling and in the world of MMA. And, Jake, you're welcome here anytime, even though you made the comment and you spilled the beans, quote unquote. I appreciate you coming on today after that big victory this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
Yes. Thank you, Big Mark.
That's my brother, man.
There you go. Jake Hager joining us here on Busted Open. Again, great win this weekend. And really, you know, that brings a lot of tension. And that's why I had to ask the question. Now, whether people agree with it or not, I asked the question, Mark, does the world of MMA need pro wrestling more than pro wrestling needs MMA? And Jake Hager thinks the world of MMA needs pro wrestling a lot more than the other way around.
I think the world of entertainment needs wrestling.
Agreed.
Not just, I mean, it's, you look at every third commercial. You look at every movie, TV show. There's like a bloodlust for wrestling ideology. Like, how do we entertain? How do we grasp the nation or the fan base is done better by wrestling than anything else.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, Jake talked about, you know, emotionally rock hard.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
One of the things that happened this weekend, not only Jake getting that big victory in Bellator, but there was some love in the air, especially on social media.
Mm.
And this is something I had no idea about. And I guess they're kind of keeping it a secret, but I guess the secret's out, Mark, especially if you look at the social media for Becky and the social media for Seth. I mean, Becky and Seth are an item.
What? Oh, that's...
Checking out Seth Rollins' Instagram today. Seth Rollins posted a picture. That's right. Posted a picture a.m. this morning of Seth Rollins, your Universal Champion, and Becky Lynch, also known as Becky Two Belts, embracing in a kiss on Instagram, Mark Henry.
Woo! Sam Hilla Bean is going on in this world.
I mean, you talk about a power couple. I mean, that's a power. You're Universal Champion and you're SmackDown and Raw Women's Champion embracing in a kiss.
Wow. I'm looking at this picture. I'm just in shock. I'm in complete shock right now. And I'm not like at a loss for words shock because, you know, anything is possible. But, man, that's a lot of titles in that kiss there.
That's a lot of gold. There's a lot of gold in that kiss. Three belts. They're going to have to call them Three Belts.
You have a,
Seth and Becky Three Belts.
You think that the bed is ever surrounded by titles?
Well, I mean, you don't know how far this is going, Mark.
Yeah,
Maybe they're jumping the gun premature. Maybe they're waiting for wedding bells before they do that.
Mm.
I mean, that would be wrong, but you know, maybe that's
big
what they're
news,
doing.
Though,
I don't think so.
don't think so either. Hot take. I don't think so either, Hamill.
I like Becky and Seth three belts. Let's start
there. Becky and Seth three belts.
Hashtag Becky and Seth three belts.
Ooh! This could cause a little bit of rift between the two. Who gets top billing? Is it Seth and Becky three belts?
Whoa.
Or is it Becky and Seth three belts?
Becky and Seth three belts.
Yes.
She has two of the three.
That's
has
right.
to be.
And she's the better wrestler.
Well, if we're speaking objectively, you're 100% correct.
And she has nicer hair. I mean, really, Becky Lynch beats
she
Seth in everything.
Hair.
Yeah, pretty much every
category.
Yeah.
She's on top.
It's too wet. He needs to buy a blow dryer, let's face it.
Jeez.
I mean, it doesn't cost that much. With the money he makes, he can buy a blow dryer, for crying out loud.
Well, I tell you what, like, this is something that I think is one of the points that we should make is why not let the fans in on this? Like, use it on the show. Have them have him go and sit at ringside and watch her match. Have her go out to hit ringside and watch his matches. And have people speculate, what in the Sam Hill?
I think Seth is blow drying his hair. He took my words of wisdom to heart, and he's blow drying his hair.
Seth, you can't blow dry your hair while we're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, come on, turn your microphone off, Seth.
Come on, Seth.
See, now we have to hang up on Seth.
See,
gonna have him on as a guest to talk about Becky Two Belts, and then we get him on the air, and he's got the blow dryer on. Seth! Turn off the blow, Seth! All right, we're gonna have to, Alex, hang up on him. It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. You get these people on, and they don't know they're on the air. It's ridiculous.
You know what? That's just an abuse of the love that we showed him.
All
you
that hair, it takes a long time, though, I bet.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever seen Seth with dry hair?
No. I mean, he doesn't even towel dry it. Like, for God's sakes, put a towel in there.
It's dripping off the ends. It's dripping off the ends.
And by the way, why are you taking a shower before your match? Most people take a shower after their match, not before. Well,
maybe he likes that so-so fresh feeling.
Maybe. Little Irish Spring.
It's a workplace hazard. All that water falling everywhere.
I know. It can be slippery. Like, can't put that guy in a headlock. Can't put
Maybe
him in
that's
headlock.
The point.
That's an unfair advantage in my book. But anyway, congratulations to Becky and Seth. I hope it goes well. And you know what, Mark? I think the biggest thing is what you just said. Make it a storyline. You know, have Becky come out and watch Seth wrestle. Have Seth come out and watch Becky wrestle. That'd be awesome.
If I'm a fan, I'm going to tune in to see what's going to happen and what are they going to do with this. And it's, you know, I mean, you to be an optimist, what if it leads to something really serious? Oh, man, it would be like Macho Man Savage and Miss Elizabeth all over again times 10. Oh, my goodness.
They could be the biggest power couple of all time in pro wrestling.
Of all time. I'm talking about Jay-Z, Beyonce-like.
Yeah. This is Jay-Z and Beyonce. This is wrestling's answer to Jay-Z and Beyonce. Unbelievable. I mean, we're going to have to continue to have this conversation.
I'm good.
Mark, we've been kind of accumulating some of the things that we've been reading on social media and some of the phone calls we took today. And actually listening to our guest as well. I mean, both Jake Hager, formerly Jack Swagger, and Nita and Josh all chimed in on that same discussion. And it's funny it's not even just our listeners, Mark.
It's everybody.
It's our guests. Like, they're kind of frustrated with the direction Raw and SmackDown have been going into. And we've kind of accumulated some of the ideas, and we're going to get into it because in just a couple of minutes, Hollywood, the original Glow Woman, is going to be joining us here on Busted Open, and there's a lot going on in her world and a very special cruise that's happening in September that she wants to talk about. But it's amazing, Mark. And with Nita, we didn't even ask her about it. We were just talking about the relationship between Seth and Becky. And Nita jumped in and said, well, you know, they should use that as a storyline because maybe it kickstarts something that fans would actually be interested in. I mean, I think we got some really, really good ideas from the Busted Open Nation today, Mark.
You know, I think the first start of this whole deal should be just what Nita said. Have Seth come out and go, you know, I mean, guys, maybe y'all have heard, but I have a new love interest. And I just want to know, you know, if my love interest loves the being with me as much as I love being with her, because, you know, I posted a photo of us together and I haven't seen anything in return. Ooh-wee. And then you have her come out and then have her post a picture on the Tron of he and her in some romantic type of situation, and they're holding hands walking down a hallway or something, and say, is that good enough for you? And have her go through the curtain, him gushing in the ring, and you go to break. Like, it's very easy to entertain without even there being any violence or controversy. It's just you have to think outside the box. Is it entertaining to do something that's not wrestling related in a wrestling environment?
Yeah, and you can. I mean, you know, the WWE says they're sports entertainment. Part of that is entertainment. And I think we've gotten a lot of good ideas. Mark, you've had a lot of great ideas as well, especially when it comes to the finishers. We took a call earlier about making the finishes mean something, because, you know, kicking out of finishers on a Monday Night Raw is not something that you should be doing. You shouldn't be kicking out of finishers three or four times in a match, because then it's not a finisher anymore. You know, the title's meaning something. When you have, like, let's just use the Raw Tag Team Champions as an example. Like, when their introduction, when they're waiting in the ring coming back from break and you're not even actually seeing their entrance, you know, when there's a loss for a champion in a non-title match on TV, then guess what? That title is becomes meaningless. It's not strong anymore. And I think that's a big problem, is making the titles mean something, Mark.
Yeah, You got to make it mean something, because if you don't, a lot of this stuff will be left to interpretation, and a lot of times interpretation is not good enough. You have to be definitive in what you're doing so people can all be on the same page.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier, the first thing you mentioned is flow to the show, and that seems to be a major problem as well, Mark.
Yeah, I think that the flow is definitely going to be the biggest concern. Because you have guys that are not equipped to call everything as it goes. And when you do that, it kind of gets out of line. You want to be able to orchestrate the show to where the thing that happens first gets everybody up, excites everybody. And you want to maintain a level that does not dip too far. So hopefully they can get all that fixed.
Thanks for listening. Catch us weekdays on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.